Hello and welcome to Jules from NZ, a podcast from a Kiwi chick, chock it with roleplay gaming chat and world lore of the most fantasy place ever, Aotearoa, New Zealand. We play games, get deep into RPG, learn fun facts about New Zealand and laugh a lot along the way. Can't wait to have you listening along. Ngā mihi nui. Thanks very much. Kia ora. Tēnā koutou katoa. Hello and welcome back to all of you to Jules from NZ. Ki te pehe koutou, how are you all? Well, ki te Māori aui ahau, I am sick. You would say kia pika tō ora or get well soon to me. This episode was supposed to be really joyous with all the great things that have happened to me in the last fortnight, but COVID got me, team. COVID got me real hard and I'm trying really hard not to cough in the middle of this recording, but I really still wanted to put out this episode because there was some really great things that happened in the last fortnight, and I'm not going to let COVID beat me down. So, let's do this thing together as a team. As you can imagine, around the coughing I'm doing, I'm probably going to stop and start recording. I really should have done this earlier, but I wanted to wait until I was closer to the end of the 2 weeks to see what else exciting things could happen. But we're just going to roll with what we have and now, which I could have done 3 days ago before I got sick. But, you know, these things happen. So the first big thing I wanted to talk to you about was that I finally had a 40th birthday. Yes, I know I just told you guys in the last episode I turned 41. That's true. I did. But I never had a 40th birthday either. I just kind of didn't have time for one. It never really fit in anywhere. And it always seemed like a bit of hard work and somebody's stuff always came first. So I didn't have one. And I probably would have gone on that kick forever, honestly, probably until I turned 50 or something and finally pulled my finger out of my ass to organize something. But I didn't organize this one. It was a complete surprise. I was supposed to be going out with my partner Paul's parents for dinner to say thank you for hosting my family recently, when my family all met their family and it was great and everybody got along and had a good time. And then there was a surprise of the fact that my dad was now coming to the dinner. And I thought, you know what, that's cool, actually. If my dad and his parents can hang out and get along all the time, that would be just pretty great, honestly. I'm pretty tight with my family, so, you know, it'd be pretty sweet. Paul's pretty tight with his, too, so, you know. Like, it's nice when families play nicely, right? So, I was pretty excited about that. Then there was the emergency that happened at Paul's parents' place. Again, he's very tight with his family. So, of course, as soon as his mum said that the wheelhouse, which is what she calls her little home pottery studio, it's basically like a little backyard shed cabin thing, was leaking and letting the water in, and it was raining, and it was, you know, like, it was going to be a disaster. I was like, of course you need to go to that. I guess I'll just meet you there for dinner, you know, because it's going to be a while for you fixing that. And he's like, yes, perfect, great. Actually, seeing as your dad's coming anyway, maybe we could get him to pick you up and then you could still have a drink. Because that was kind of the whole plan, is that I would go with them and I could actually get to have a drink for dinner. Because, you know, usually I'm driving, responsible drivers, because it matters to my job. So I don't mess with that, you know? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Because actually my dad doesn't drink, because he's Mr. I don't drink ever. So kind of worked out perfect. And I was like, sweet, and I can still have like a wine with my dinner. Great news. I'm excited. And then anyway, we're like traveling along. Dad came and picked me up. We're like in the car. And Dad's like, oh, is Paul texted? Do you know if he's on his way? And I was like, I'm not stressed about it. Paul's never been late to anything in his life. So, you know, it'll be fine. He's Mr. Organized. Or he'll let me know, I guess. But, like, you seem very insistent on me checking my phone. So I'll check my phone, you know. I keep my phone on silent So I never know when I have text messages, and I'd have to do that because otherwise all of the notifications I would get from all the various apps that I'm a part of would annoy the crap out of everybody around me, let alone me. So I generally keep my phone completely on silent, so I have to actually like actively check it to go see if something's there. Anyway, so I check my phone and I'm like, oh shit, there is actually a text message from Paul, and he's been talking to his parents about that board game that we love while he was, helping fix the shed and stuff. And he convinced them they should buy it, and so they've bought it online, and he wants me to go in and pick it up on the way to dinner, seeing as like he knows I know everybody in the board game store. It's my local, it's B D&D, they're my family basically, let alone my local. And so he was like, oh, if you could pick it up and bring it to dinner. And I was like, oh yeah, no sweat, it's just down the road. So I directed Dad. Now, I thought I was directing Dad because I was like, okay, well, where you're heading is just down the street. And he's like, I know, it's 99 Jackson Street. And I was like, that's a weird thing to know. I don't even know what the address of the store is. I just know it's underneath the clock tower, basically on Jackson Street in Petone. So I just tell people always to head to the clock tower. And then he was like, okay, I know we're nearly here. And I was like, yeah, cool, but don't park here. There's never any parks. So what we'll do is we'll just swing around the back to the library where there's always parks. We'll be in, out, jiffy, no problems. Rather than like driving around the block 5 times and me having to dive out at the lights or whatever, And he was like, oh, I didn't know this was here. And he was like, oh, maybe I should tell other people it's here. And I was like, well, I'm sure, but like, I don't know why you would need to. And then we get out of the car and I go to the store and I walk up to the counter because that's what you do when you're going to pick up something that somebody's bought. And I was just having a yarn to them and they were like, oh, your dress looks nice. And I was like, I know, I'm out for dinner with Paul's parents. I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be really nice. They're really nice and I like hanging out with them, and I was just having like a blah 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 blah, and I missed the kind of nervous looks that they were sort of trying not to give over my shoulder. It was like a weird amount of eye contact. They were just very focused on me, and both of them staring very intently, trying to make like small talk, and I was like, kind of weird, but whatever. It was also really quiet behind me, and the room behind me is like the playroom where like the Magic the Gathering is played, where the games library is, where people test run games of all sorts of stuff. So it's usually always pretty noisy. And I was like, oh, how's the store today? And I turn around. That's when I realize Paul's standing behind me, kind of with this big stupid grin on his face, because he's been standing behind me this entire time while I've been blah, 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 and nobody knew how to like interrupt me. And that's when everybody just starts yelling, surprise, because like everybody's there and they're all hiding around the corner. So like as I'm kind of walking closer to the room, they're all filing out from around the corner, and I see like all these different people. It's like all these different parts of my life all kind of come together in this board game store to have my birthday. The store closes, we're allowed to be there after hours. I realize that we've set up like chili bins for alcohol. There's snacks on all the tables, and they've organized like a cake, and they got pizza delivered. So basically, we just played board games, drank booze, and ate pizza in my local board game store for my birthday, and it was the best. It was like everything I could have ever wanted in a birthday. It was incredible, and I am the most lucky person on this earth that, like, all my friends and my family all got together and did that for me. And watching, like, people who don't normally play games sit there and be in complete confusion about how 15 minutes into, like, pulling the board game out of the box and setting up pieces and stuff, we're not playing yet. We're still setting up the game. And then like other people just be so confused as to like the amount of board games that are available now when They're the sort of people who think of board games as like Monopoly and Scattergories and Taboo, right? Like they're in a common, like maybe five different versions of games. And just blowing their mind with the shelves and shelves and shelves and, actually finding some things in common with people that I hadn't really ha realized I had. We're all looking at like beautiful, colorful dice, and we're talking about, artistry, creativeness, like games that they play, And then I'm talking to other people about things that they paint and how they're like, oh, these little minis, do people paint them? And I'm like, yeah, like people totally paint these and they play with them in the games and stuff. And they were like, oh, that's really cool. That's like the little things that I paint. But I just thought they were like silly little crafty things. And I'm like, no, if you want to do more of that, actually, I've got a whole shelf of like unpainted minis you could come around and paint and practice on. And it was just this really wholesome event of people just getting together to do something that they don't normally do because they just wanted to do it for me. And just not used to that. So it was kind of amazing, and sort of the reason I wanted to share this episode with you all, even though I'm sick, because it deserves to be out. I made a promise to myself that I was committing to episodes every fortnight, so this goddamn thing is not falling over in the second episode I was trying to put out. Oh, and I forgot to tell you the coolest thing. He actually did put out a link for a bunch of people who don't live in Wellington, so they could jump on with the live stream and stuff. So I was waving to people on a laptop screen as well during the surprise, which was pretty cool too. So yeah. Surprise me. Surprise me. My birthday. It was pretty cool. But now, and I don't know if it's because of my birthday, but that's actually kind of a while back now. So it's like pretty early on. It was like basically right as I released the episode. Did I talk about this last time? I hope not. Anyway. No, of course I didn't. I remember things. Last episode, I only talked about the past. This episode is about the present slash past. Mankind of future? Yeah, anyway. What else has been going on for me? I'll tell you about some other stuff. Sorry, missed that one. Yeah, I have COVID. Yay! It's my third time with it now. So I think I'm getting the hang of it. This one really doesn't feel as bad. I don't feel quite as shot to hell. I still feel pretty sick and pretty tired. But I think I'll come out okay after a few days of rest. And my boss has been amazing. I messaged her on Sunday night and she said, talk on Tuesday afternoon. Just giving me a few days off because she knows, It's ridiculous to expect your people back at work when they're sick. I mean, not just for them, but like for everybody around them. So she's pretty great. It really is going to take me twice as long to record this episode. At least twice as long. The amount I've stopped already. I'm trying to pause in between. I don't know what it sounds like when I just stop it. Is it like weird? Is it like boop? I don't know. Anyway. Sorry, guys. It's better than hearing me cough. Trust me. Yeah, so COVID, yay. Which has really put a bit of a downer in my schedule because I was really on track so far this year. So last time I talked to you about the live streaming and stuff, well, that's gone really well. Done a couple of live streams. One of them was like 7 hours because it was a public holiday here in New Zealand, and I was just like, let's go. What else have I got to do? Plenty. But, it was fun and it was cool mucking around in that space when there really wasn't the pressure on me of like being in a key time slot and everybody, being like, this is shit or whatever. It was just fun. And I had fun just mucking around on stream and it was great. Still managing to have food and drinks breaks and toilet breaks and blah blah blah. But, keeping the stream home running and it was fun.
What else? Yeah, the stream was really good. Big cough break. I've almost lost where I was. Oh yeah, my games are all back too. So Fate of Aizen's back. Mixed feelings on that one. I'm excited to be back. I have this big plan. I really don't feel like my players are on board with the plan. I was trying to get everybody actually here to all of the episodes this year, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I've already had one quit, and half expecting another one to quit. I'm probably going to have to recruit a new player, and it's just going to screw with the schedule. The only reason I had a set schedule this year is because I'm going to Germany in July. And I was really hoping to wrap up this chapter, particularly by then. But if my players are all away, it's pretty hard to drop any kind of crucial information. If I drop down to like two players and I haven't recruited a spare yet, then like I can't expect one player to handle the stream by herself, so or by himself, you know. So I'll figure that one out when I get there. Maybe it won't be finished by July, but you know, maybe miracles will happen and I'll get it pushed through. Anyway, I've got a plan. I have a I think a good story and a good idea, and I'm just gonna try and haul ass to the end. Drag this thing if I have to. We'll see. Anyway, but my Ghosts of Saltmarsh game is also back. They are currently exploring Granny Nightshade's castle fortress spiral in the middle of the Dreadwoods, which is all homebrew now, basically. It's got little guides of what could possibly be in her castle and stuff in the module, but no real idea about what Granny Nightshade is other than a night hag. And if she really has that much power, she's much more powerful than the way that Witchlight portrays her. So, you know, I've kind of pulled out all the stops. I've given her a whole, you know, ruined castle and a whole backstory for why there is a ruined castle in the middle of the Dreadwoods. I mean, it makes sense to me. I can't spoil it just in case my players are listening, but I have put in a lot of work here. And I gave them a big old dramatic scene recently where one of the players connected with his god. Because it turns out that once upon a time in this castle, there was a temple to his now defunct god, like almost defunct god. Think small gods from Terry Pratchett. I basically have a god in the world that is nearly dead because of lack of followers, faith, belief, all of that stuff. So, it looks like it's been actively done, right? Like his tent, little chapel or whatever in this castle was destroyed. Someone trying to actively, you know, pull it from the face of the earth, and entirely possible this has been done elsewhere, right? They haven't seen any evidence of this guy ever existing before. Weird, huh? If he does exist. So, you know, they got a cool scene where the player Bruder actually got to break through into this temple. They rescued his dad, who was trapped here by a succubus who had made him do awful things, and they basically rescued him from this situation. Found a secret room, which they succubuses and various evil people were trying to find, and broke into the actual remaining small chapel in this castle that is like a piece of haven here, right? And I'm giving them the small piece of haven because, like, the rest of the castle is traumatic. I've made it very populated. They will die. So I've given them this tiny little place where they can run to if things get real bad. Of course, if they sleep, she is like, you know, the lady of like dreams. I'm sorry, my COVID brain is not being very helpful right now, but she is like, you know, bringer of nightmares and watcher of dreams and all of that kind of stuff. So as soon as they sleep in her castle, in her very home, bad shit happens, right? She starts sort of trying to control them when they sleep. So, it's kind of a fun element. Like they're losing all their spells, they're low on resources, they're feeling low on hit points. As soon as I get them to sleep, I start screwing with them. Very fun concept. But anyway, looking forward to seeing how all of that plays out. I also have a piece of story for each of the other players in that castle as well, because they're getting on end game, so they need to wrap up their, like, big old backstories, but, you know, I can't give that away to you again. Maybe they might be listening. And I would never do that. What I am stoked about is they ended that session last Thursday just hooping and hollering about how great a session it was. Even though it was, like, mainly focused on one particular player, the other two were totally there for it, super supportive and just excited about, like, the dramatic stuff that was playing out in front of them. And that's all I can ask for in players, is just players that get excited about each other's, you know, stories and stuff. And, you know, they're such a great bunch. I'm going to miss them a lot when we finally get to level 20. But, you know, we have to get there someday. So, yeah. And obviously, Icewind Dale is still trucking along in the background too. Now, Icewind Dale has a ticking clock on it. Can't tell you why. But we have to sort of be mostly wrapped up by July, or we have to be on a super big cliffhanger that is just dangling for an extended amount of time that I don't know how long, because I don't know when I'm going to get two of my players back. So, yeah. I'm on a time clock for a whole lot of stuff right now. Basically, I need to get, like, 2 campaigns finished and 1 chapter of a campaign finished. It's a lot, but I reckon I can do it if I'm organized. And that's why I'm annoyed at COVID taking me out. Because my brain isn't functioning to write the cute little, like, descriptors of places and people and the dramatic, you know, story stuff that I need it to be more than just bullet point notes in my diaries. I need it to be epic. And it's not feeling very epic right now. But I also have to give myself a pass because I have COVID. So I'm allowed to be sick, right? Yeah. It's just annoying. Get out of here, sickness. You're ruining my timeline. Okay. And with that last cough break. Ugh, don't sniff. That's just as bad. I am going to hand it over to some call-ins that I got. Yay! I'm back. And people are back. And people are excited I'm back. So that's fun. Let's hand it over to some gems.
Just gems!
Yo, Jules, I was so pumped to wake up this morning to a new episode of Jules for Men Zed. It was awesome. That was a fantastic wrap-up of your year. I like the format you picked of going through sort of month by month. That was great. I'm glad you figured out where all of my cocaine went. I didn't realize I left it in the ocean, so thank you for pointing that out. And yeah, it's just 2023 was a buck wild year. I'm so happy that you survived the tornado. That was crazy. You called me that day right afterwards, and I saw all the pictures. It was just absolutely bonkers. Yeah, super happy you made it. I'm also very, very grateful that you've been in this Wrath of the Righteous campaign the whole time. Things are starting to come to a head for Haven, for Yeniel, for Radiance, for the whole party. It's wild. I think we will have played the next session before your next episode comes out, so I won't give any spoilers here, but I just wanted to say thank you for being an awesome player. Talk to you soon. Peace out.
Hey Jules, Jason here. Happy 2024. Great to hear you back on the mic, and I look forward to your future episodes. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks to Joey from Hindsightless there, and Jason from Nerds RPG Variety Cast. It's good to be back, boys. I'm looking forward to this year. I'm feeling really positive about it, regardless of COVID trying to take me down. And I wanted to end the episode looking forward to what I might be talking about in my next episode. So I was going to research tips on how to help, like, stay on a timeline. Like, when you have a limited amount of sessions to do with your players, you know, without, like, furiously railroading your players, obviously, what's, like, some best tips to keep them kind of on track, keep the game moving, keep the game finishing in the timeline that everybody agreed to. And I know this happens a lot, right? Because certain games, like, people can only commit to maybe 2 or 3 weeks, so you've kind of got to keep your little mini one-shot tiny campaign thing moving, but also stopping at the right time. You know, it can't continue on indefinitely, because to do that without actually having a conversation about that is kind of rude to your players. So when your players have agreed for a certain amount of time, or when you have a certain amount of time, like I do, or I've only got 12 weeks until I need to have the water chapter done, and I've got 12 weeks of Icewind Dale to try and wrap up as much of it as I can, I've got 12 weeks to wrap up a level 20 campaign, and they're only level, like, 16 right now. How do you guys do that? How do you keep to task? You know, what's your best tips, basically, to keep things moving to a time limit? Or am I dreaming here? Or is this impossible? Am I trying to do the impossible? Also, if we're talking about sending in tips, please send me your best get well cures, because this is pretty hard work. Cough breaks. Hey, rough. I think it's time for me to get out of here. I did want to say a big old thank you, though. Thank you to the people who stick around and keep listening to this thing and keep supporting. It's my gems. Jason, Barry, Liren, Ezekiel, Violet, Joey, Samsara, Kyle, BJ, Spencer, and the Pink Phantom. You're all so sparkly in the dark, COVID-y well of my illness down here, where I can barely see the light anymore because I've shut it all out of my bedroom. No light must pass. This headache is way too evil for light. You make everything sparkly inside my brain where it doesn't hurt for it to be sparkly. You guys make me not hurt. Oh, crap, I missed that one too. Okay, but this is ridiculous. I need to get out of here and put myself to bed. I would love to hear from you all, though, if you're out there still listening. So send me messages, either through the Glitter Discord, or if you're a gem, or you can email me on julzburgesser@gmail.com, which is julzburgesser@gmail.com. And you can become a gem by visiting patreon.com/JulesFromNZ. So, without any further ado, I'm going to get out of here. Oh, I should also mention, I haven't posted yet, but I am going to be posting some pictures on my JulesFromNZ Instagram and Facebook of the surprise party that was thrown, because it was too bloody cool to keep to myself. So, also, they got a really cute video of me just about crying as I walked in the door. So yeah, you'll get to see that soon too. So go follow me on Facebook or Instagram if that's more your vibe. That's J-U-L-Z from N-Z, my actual name, because confusingly I named this podcast differently, because I'm really, yeah, confusing like that. Anyway, Ill Brain is messing with everything. Eno hora, ka kite ano. Aroha nui. Goodbye. I will see you again in 2 weeks. Come COVID or high water, I'm doing this thing. And I love you loads. Bye. Bye.